You Don't Know Jack. My name is Chris Brown.
And I'm Hubert Maitland.
And we're recording this on a amazing day. Actually, I mean that this time. Amazing day because it was sunny outside and it was like 55 degrees all day.
55? I thought it was like 70.
It felt like 70, yeah. But it kept telling me like 60. Did it go up to 70?
It went up to, well, at least 69.
Hey.
68.
I mean, hey, I can't complain about that. That's amazing because we've been dealing with rain.
Rain.
And then cold.
It's about to rain again tomorrow.
Yeah, that's.
And then Saturday.
Yeah.
And then who knows what's going to happen on Sunday. Well, it's great. That's what happens when you live in the great state of Tennessee. You don't know what's going to happen when it happens.
Yeah, exactly.
We're in a volunteer state, so the weather volunteers
to do what
nothing.
It wants to yeah, do.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's what it does. You
can't
know?
Control it. Yeah. Freedom.
Merca.
But let's not focus on the sadness that is the rain that's about to pop up because I felt like today was like spring football weather, man. Yeah, my goodness. That just reminds me so much of, you know, high school and sports and just this time of year being like a break from all of the horrible winter cold months. But you know what it is? It's nice to see. Hopefully it doesn't get too warm, but it's nice to see.
It'll end up burning up, and then we're gonna have to have this conversation all again. That's too hot. I'm ready for the cold. You know, yeah, we do. We complain too much.
We can never be satisfied. Yeah. You know, we just every day there's always a new thing to complain about. But you know what? We're here, and we are gonna recap some of the big news in free agency. I did not think free agency would start off with a bang, but it definitely did. The NFL is full tilt with so many interesting things that have occurred in this week. Again, this is March 7th. Make sure I get that right.
Is it 7th today?
Yeah, it's the 7th. March 7th, 2024. That's a great Thursday. A great Thursday for talk about some football.
So, yeah, there are some interesting moves that I saw when going through my timeline when free agency started hitting. One of the big ones is that Russell Wilson, I mean, we knew this was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson got released. The way they did him was dirty. Sean Payton, I've lost a little respect for him. Not that I had much respect for him in the first place, but, you know, the way they handled that situation was not appropriate for what needed to happen. So, hey, Russell, you can start somewhere new, somewhere fresh, mm-hmm. someone will actually respect your injury clause. And, so new start for Russell Wilson going forward. I'm excited to see what he's doing. Saquon Barkley, another one. I thought he was going to be a Giant forever. But, you know, they didn't sign him back, which was surprising. I mean, he's one of the – when he's healthy, one of the most electric backs that I've ever seen play. And the last one for me that I was interested in was Chris Jones from Kansas City. That was a surprise, but you know what? Come to Philly. We'll take you. We'll take you in Philly.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely going to be sought after in free agency. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be looking for a D tackle that can disrupt basically any quarterback.
Yeah.
He had a great season.
Here's that full list right here. One of the full lists. Becoming free agents. Chris Jones, Christian Wilkins, Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, Baker Mayfield, Calvin Ridley. There's like heavy hitters on this list. Heavy hitters. And I think the Eagles could sign like three or four of them. What you think about the Bengals' chances of signing one of these or a couple of these?
Yeah, I doubt we'll get anybody good. But, you know, there's a lot of running backs. I will say that. I haven't seen the amount of talent potentially in the pool.
Yeah.
We don't know. When's the actual deadline. I thought it was the 17th or something like
that. I believe it's the 17th. Yeah.
17th of March. Basically, a lot of guys have just not been franchise tagged, which would indicate that the franchise trying to allow them to test the free agency market.
Yeah.
So, you know, guys like Saquon, I think he's it feels like this. It's the right time to part ways. He's been injured over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he probably doesn't necessarily like the direction that the franchise is going because their quarterback situation is in flux.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't see him, you know, staying with New York unless he really just likes the city and the limelight, the mm-hmm. ability to, you know, further his brand. I think he'll want to go somewhere and win, and I think he could do that in Cincinnati.
Of course.
Also, somebody that I haven't heard a lot about recently, but he's also available, Derrick Henry. Formerly of the Titans.
Yes.
Formerly of the Titans. He's available. Austin Eckler should be available. Josh Jacobs, available. I don't know if the Bengals need him, but we need a bruising back to go with Mixon. And then also,
I thought Mixon was a free agent, too.
Is Mixon a free agent, too?
I thought he was free agent.
Nah, I thought we had him wrapped up until 2025. Now you're making me double guess. Let's see.
I mean, I heard some things about Mixon coming to the Eagles. Because, I mean, I hear everything about everybody coming to the Eagles, apparently. So, you know, there's rumblings about that. And I'm like, nah, y'all can keep Joe. Y'all can go ahead and keep Joe. We tried that with, what's his name? Swift. DeAndre Swift,
yeah.
I feel like they're similar backs. I feel like they have similar traits. I think Joe Mixon's a bruiser a little bit more than Swift is. I think Swift is a more finesse back, but at the same time, he's still got some juice in him. But we need somebody we need a three down back. That's what our offensive line is capable of, is blocking for a three down back. And I think there's a lot of them. My personal preference would be Josh Jacobs. Personally, gotcha. I would love for Josh Jacobs to come to the Eagles. He's a three down back. He runs with authority. He can do pretty much everything, but again, he's a three down back. He's not coming off the field, and that's what we need.
Yeah,
we need stability when we need a bruiser, and that's what he can bring. Derrick Henry can do that too, but Derrick Henry, I think, he's starting on his decline. I mean, he's a big back, and he's been hitting a lot. So I don't know. He might be on his decline.
That's why he's perfect for us, because we just need somebody to give Mixon a little bit more room, and then we got Chase Brown to mix it up. I mean, you put those three in the backfield together, and it's gonna allow Joe Burrow to actually take less hits because people would be so concerned with the run game. And that's what we need, because we can't protect Burrow. Obviously, we need offensive tackle. Yeah. Obviously, we need a better left guard. But generally speaking, like, if you can relieve the pressure of Joe having to pass 40-plus times a game with a bruising back to mix in with
Joe.
And
that's what y'all pay him to do.
Then pay who?
Pay Burrow. You pay him to throw 40-plus times a game.
Yeah,
with Chase Young and, well, T. Higgins is gone too. So there's that.
Yeah,
and Tyler Boyd.
I think any quarterback that's throwing 40 plus times a game, like, their chances of winning. I mean, look at Peyton Manning back in the day. Mm. Every time he threw for like 40 something attempts or 50 something attempts, it just wasn't good. And if he did that game in and game out, he was just spent in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you have to have balance. You look at what the Chiefs did this year. So look at what the 49ers did this year. Even some of their running plays were really just like fancy pass plays with what's their quarterback name?
Who knows? I don't even know.
Brock Purdy.
I don't even know.
Yeah, you know, he was
just know him by Mr. Irrelevant.
That's true. That's a good nickname.
He's gone back to Mr. Irrelevant to me. I don't even know his name no more.
Yeah, just like Dak with his new haircut. but yeah, the Bengals, I think we need a good run game and obviously some pass protection. And we could pick up a D tackle too. We can get Chris Jones.
Yeah, I already claimed him, so you can't have him. Sorry. my question would be to you. Would you rather have a quarterback of Joe Burrow's caliber throw 40 times a game, or would you have a quarterback like, say, Lamar Jackson that runs a good 15, 20 times a game and then throws for a good 10 to 15 times a game.
If I have to choose, I'm choosing Joe. I don't like either option, but I mean, if I have to choose, I'm choosing Joe.
I mean, Lamar got further, but I mean, then again, Joe got hurt.
There's that. You know, I mean, I don't like any time a quarterback has to do too much.
Yeah,
that's me. True. Obviously, a quarterback needs to go win the game with 2 minutes on the clock, like Patrick Mahomes does, like Brady did.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to it, like if you cannot pass or not depend on big plays, that's when you're really making moves. Mm-hmm. I think even the year you guys went to the Super Bowl with Jalen, I felt like your run game was decent. Like he had something to rely on.
Well, I mean, he was the run game.
Well, he was the run game.
He was the run game. We had Miles Sanders. I think it was Miles Sanders. Do we have Sanders? Yeah, I think Sanders was there before.
Was it Ajayi? No, it wasn't Ajayi. That was years ago.
No, that was 2017. That was back in the day.
Yeah.
We don't even know who Ajayi is anymore. We had Miles Sanders, and you know, he was doing quite well, but Jalen Hurts was the not Jalen Hurts. It was Carson. I'm getting myself confused.
No, Miles was with Jalen.
Was it Miles with Jalen last year? Yes.
Year before this, yeah.
Yeah.
The last Super Bowl.
So our run game was decent. When we had our full complement of offensive linemen, but Jalen was the running game because I mean that RPO.
Yep.
That RPO killed a lot of things because they had to guard 12 people on the field, and mm-hmm. it's hard to guard 12 players on the field. It's just really hard to do that. So,
yep.
Yeah.
And that's why I thought Lamar would break through this year, but unfortunately it wasn't meant to be.
Well, I mean, he faced Kansas City, and Kansas City shut him down. I don't know how they did it.
I don't know how they did it.
I mean, to be fair, the Ravens should have won that game. Should have.
Oh, yeah. Should have.
I mean, if you don't have a fumble in the end zone, and do some crazy stuff and in the
penalties and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, if you're gonna do some crazy stuff in the red zone, you definitely win that game. So, yeah, we could blame the refs, but I'm not a big Ravens fan either, so it doesn't matter to me.
You had Boston Scott and Gainwell were your running backs as well, and
Gainwell's still there, but Gainwell has lost favor with the Eagles organization.
And it was just like a different style of running. I felt like whatever happened this year was just not great. But anyways, we're talking about what we want from free agency, and I think so far, you know, we've got a great nothing has happened, but it's setting up for a really great free agency with a lot of different moves. And I think you'll see trades. I think you'll see people move up in the draft. I think mm-hmm. this is just going to be an exciting time for the NFL. I haven't been excited for an offseason like this in probably 3 years. Mm. So, yeah, there's just some big names out there, and we'll see what happens.
Well, one name that I want to end with is one of the Eagles legends that I saw come across my timeline, Zach Ertz. Signed with the Washington Commanders.
Commanders, okay.
I felt betrayed, like when Donovan McNabb signed with the Commanders or the Washington Redskins back in the day.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I know it's not his fault. You got to go play football where you got to go play football. Yeah. But still, you know what? Go somewhere else. Like, don't go back to the NFC East and try to play us and rival us. You know what I'm saying? That didn't end well for Donovan McNabb.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Why would you think it's going to end well for you as, you know, but I'm not going to hate on him. Kudos to him. Hopefully he has a good season.
Yeah.
We're just going to come out on top next season. I'm just going to say that right now. We're going to come out on top.
Okay. I hear you.
Or the bottom. It doesn't really – I don't know yet.
Like I said, there's a lot going to happen in the next four months?
Yeah.
When's the draft again? Is it April?
It's in April, yeah.
Okay.
End of April.
Yeah, man, that's exciting.
So we're gonna see how that goes. So we're gonna move on from free agency because you know I'm a free agent and I would like to play football, but you know My family has different stories. So, speaking of a Family Guy that decided to put his family first.
Yeah.
The one and only Philadelphia Eagle legend. He's going to go down in history as the best center in all of Philadelphia Eagle football.
History.
He is finally retired from the NFL. Jason Kelce announced it in fashion. I think it was Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday. One of the two. I think it was Tuesday.
I think it may have been Monday.
Was it Monday? This week's been long. yeah. So he announced it. Yeah, I think it was Monday. He announced it in fashion. I mean, he had his trainer tape him up one last time to come out and he had a video play. I mean, I've not seen a lot of players that retired have a video tribute from his team. I mean, when you get Jalen Hurts out here telling you to smile, come on, man.
Yeah.
Or, yeah. So, you know, I'm just like, it was a sight to see. I mean, Jason Kelce crying. You got Travis Kelce crying.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure Mama Kelce was crying in the
Kylie Kelce.
Yeah. Taylor Kelce, Taylor Swift Kelce was in the building. No, she probably wasn't in the building. She was probably on tour doing her thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was.
But cool. She was crying somewhere.
She was definitely crying somewhere. Like, Travis, you cried. I cried too. Yeah. So, I mean, I want to say thank you as a fan. It was fun watching you play. Like you had iconic moments throughout the years that we played, throughout the tough rebuilding years that we sucked, and then to get to the pinnacle twice, to win it once, like it's just crazy. And then your best play, the best play that he ever had, the tush push, the best play.
I prefer the brotherly shove.
Brotherly shove. I'm sorry, I couldn't think of the other word. So the brotherly shove. Yes. His iconic play. I mean, it all starts with Jason Kelce.
Yep.
So just a lot of fond memories to remember him by as he's retiring. He's still going to be in the organization for a little while, but he's not going to be on the field. So I hope he comes back and he's a coach, assistant coach. I mean, I know he's going to have a good career being an analyst like they all do at the end of their playing career. I mean, Tom Brady is already an analyst. So
Jeff Saturday representing for the centers.
Exactly. So he's going to be another one that he's going to sign real quick and make millions of dollars just being an analyst. So
that'll be interesting to see because he has his podcast and it's doing really, really well. So it'd be interesting to see if he actually decides to take an analyst gig or just try to grow his own brand because, you know, everybody's trying to do that. Stephen A. Smith is kind of building his own lane outside of ESPN. Shannon Sharp did it after leaving Fox. So, interesting. It's going to be interesting to see if the new media route is the route that Jason Kelce takes after such a storied career. So,
and you know what? We are the new media, too.
Yeah, exactly. New media.
New
who
media.
Dis?
New heads. Not the old heads. The new heads.
New heads. Exactly. New heads. Jason Kelce, man, it's hard to quantify what a center means to an offense, to a team like that, but he was, like you said, the glue. He was the guy that really kept them together. When they were the underdogs going into that Super Bowl run, like, you know, you had him at the end. That speech was epic. Probably one of the best Super Bowl speeches of all time. Mm. You know, just running through all the guys that people have written off, and Jason Kelce just saying, we all believed, we all came together, and that's the reason why you guys prevailed in the end, even with a backup quarterback.
Yes.
So, yeah, exactly. You got to believe in it. You got to believe in the team. Kudos to him. Congratulations. Hopefully he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. I don't see why he wouldn't be. So we'll see that in a couple years, and he'll have a Hall of Fame speech where I'm sure he'll cry.
Or he'll scream at the crowd like he did in that Super Bowl parade speech. That was epic. I think I'll have that as my motivational wake up.
Yeah, every morning.
Every morning.
It's the whole dang team.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't the Warriors do something similar to that? I think somebody in the Warriors did something. I don't know. But
maybe.
But we're not talking about the Warriors. We're talking about Jason Kelce. Jason Kelce, thank you very much for your – for your hard work and dedication. We will honor your memory by giving you a Super Bowl this year, and we will give you an honorary ring.
Speak it into existence.
Speak it into existence. Y'all play for that man, because I mean, he did a lot for the city of. One more thing about him, he made a jab. I forget the player that he was at a podcast. He was like, I hate playing in Philly, blah, 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 because you know the fans are it's mentally hard to play in Philly because of the fans are
was
rough.
It LeSean McCoy?
No, it wasn't LeSean. It was somebody else. I can't remember the name.
He said something on Fox the other day.
But Jason Kelce, I feel like it was a jab at him because he was like, you got to be tough to play in this town. You got to be a dog to play. I'm paraphrasing. Yeah, you got to be tough to play in this town. And you know, not everybody's cut up for that.
Yeah, not everybody's equipped.
And Jason Kelce, yeah, hey, get him. That's dog mentality. That's that dog mentality, man.
From Cleveland, Ohio, yeah. The one and only number 62. Jason Kelce.
So thank you for everything, and we'll see your replacement here shortly, which is going to be Cam Jurgens of the, I guess he got out of Nebraska. I don't know where he came from. Anyway, so moving on. Lastly, we talked about free agency. We talked about Jason Kelce. I just have one question on the combine. We just touched on the combine real quick. All right, so we're going to scroll down here real quick. We're going to see these 40 times. And each year they keep creeping lower and lower. You know, last year I think the lowest was like a 4, I think it was 4.28 or something like that. Now we're at a 4.21. Xavier Worthy's got the record. I mean, I think John Ross had it before him. He was at a 4.22. But we have multiple people in 4.2, 4.3 categories. You got wide receivers, cornerbacks. Obviously, that leads the way. You got running backs running 4.3. You got linemen running 4.47. You got tight ends running 4.6. Linebackers. That's, you know, Micah Parsons kind of did that. But you got linebackers running 4.4, 4.3, 4.4. Bro, like, why do we even do combines anymore? What's the point?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting to see the improvement. Obviously, athletes are getting faster, stronger, overall, better. Yeah,
they're built different.
Yeah, but I mean, still the injuries.
Performance enhancing drug.
The injuries are just weird. You know, you can say that they have a lot of practice now with 7-on-7s and drills and all types of travel teams and things like that. So yeah, I think the 40 time. I was told that 40 time is important, but it's really not that important when you're looking at wide receivers. Maybe a DB, maybe a running back, but wide receivers, as long as you can run precise routes, like my guy Ocho Cinco always says.
Ocho.
Like, he was the guy that it was, I'm not going to beat you with my speed, and he was pretty fast. He said, I'm going to beat you with my route running. I'm gonna fake facts. You out. I'm going to get you to a point where you're leaning one way, I'm going to go the other way, accelerate, and I'm gone. So I think we're going to see that there's going to be a lot less put on the 40-yard dash. The 40-yard dash is almost like the slam dunk. Everybody wants to see how fast these guys can go, but the slam dunk competition in the NBA All-Star game. But you know, it's like, I know, right? Barely do that. it's like, I don't know what we're gonna do with that. I don't think scouts are really looking at it as, you know, that's what I absolutely need, unless there's a specific type of system they're trying to run. Mm-hmm. And what we saw with, you know, Puka Nacua, I think he ran like a 4.6 or something like that as a wide receiver coming out.
He is a beast.
Yeah, and now he's the offensive rookie of the year. So it's like, you can't really say that the 40-yard dash really holds the prestige that it used to hold.
But speed does kill.
Well,
I mean, you look at the Dolphins. Okay, well, that's a bad example. But still, though, when they you can't. I mean, when you're putting up 70 points in an NFL professional football game,
mm-hmm.
that's telling you something.
It's impressive, but does it translate to wins?
Not. I mean, it did because they went to the playoffs.
Yeah, but they lost at the playoffs.
They hadn't beaten a quality team all year, but the bad teams they beat, they could throw 70 up on them.
Oh yeah,
I'm
not saying that you can't build a good offense around it. You know, the fastest, what was it called? The fastest team on turf or whatever it was. The St. Louis Rams with mm-hmm. Kurt Warner mm-hmm. and Bruce Isaac and all of that. Like you can really do some damage with these guys, but. It just doesn't always translate to wins. And even with Lamar and OBJ, although he's a little bit slow, but Zay Flowers and all these guys, it was like
OBJ is slow because he's old.
Yeah, exactly. He's still fast, but he's not, you know, he's getting older. But Zay Flowers and those guys, like Zay had one of the fastest 40s last year in mm-hmm. the combine. So mm-hmm. it's like, you know, you want your team to have the speed necessary, but it still depends on coaching, still depends on scheme.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think we're going to see that a lot of people may start to skip the combine altogether.
I would.
It may not have hold the same, you know, prestige or the same weight that it used to when it comes to getting recruited and being a top round draft pick.
Well, I mean, speaking of weight, I'm looking at the bench press. And I don't see no wide receivers on this list. None. It's a shame. Hoping to see some wide receivers make the at least the top 20. But
you see any tight ends? Tight ends.
I saw
be up
one
there.
Tight end.
Yeah, tight Maybe ends, two. Running backs, offensive linemen, defensive linemen. Yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping. I was hoping.
I think DK was like one of the only wide receivers in the last.
See, there's a wide receiver. There's Ricky Parcell, whatever his name is. Yeah. I don't know his name because he's from Florida. I don't care about Floridians like that, you know. You know, like, no, Florida Gators. I'm sorry. Florida Gators. Let's just say that. So, I mean, I think the combine is just pretty much for show.
Yep.
Just so that they can get more content out there. I think the scouts already know what these players can do because, I mean, scouts go to their games. Scouts – go to
Pro
their practices
for the QBs
exactly
and stuff.
So they know exactly what they can do. It's just for show so that the NFL can rake in more money, more power to them, because you know we're talking about it. So
yeah, it's content is king, so I get it. But we'll see how relevant the combine is in the future with NIL and people doing I feel like, you know, pro days usually happen at the players' alma mater. Who knows if pro days become like a whole big NIL thing where they're like, come out to this field and I'm gonna make a lot of money and throw a concert. Like I could see that happening.
Yeah,
there could be a bunch of betting on somebody's pro day. Like, yeah, there's who knows what's gonna
they're
happen
setting
with
it up
this
nicely.
Yeah, they're
nicely.
Setting it up to get paid even more.
It's nice.
So, well, a really good start to the NFL offseason. That's what I'll say. I was pleasantly surprised by all the news coming out this week.
Yeah, it was something to behold. We had to throw a podcast together for you guys. That way you can keep up to date with what's going on. I like, you know, because I feel like I keep up the same way people do. I just have it scrolling on my Twitter. Pops up. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, that's odd that they let go of star players.
Mm-hmm. Schefter giving you some news.
Schefter, he's that's my dude right there. That's my dude. Schefter and Schlereth.
Yeah,
Mark Schlereth.
Yeah,
that's my guy. So.
Oh yeah, and RIP to Chris Mortensen. He was my guy back in the day.
Yes.
Reporter at ESPN, covered the NFL. He was a great guy. I mean, it's so funny. A lot of people were like, you know, we kind of grew up eating cereal in the mornings watching these reports from Chris Mortensen. And
was he the guy that does the NBC? No, he wasn't. He wasn't on NBC.
Are you thinking about Patrick?
No.
Dan Patrick?
No.
Okay. No. Chris Moore, I don't know if he went to NBC, but he was with ESPN for a long time, probably like 15 years.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean,
he was on NFL Live a lot.
NFL, yeah, that guy. Yeah. Rest in peace. Prayers for his family.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a tough time because, you know, life is fragile. Hug your kids, hug your wife, hug your girlfriends, hug your mom, hug your just anybody you have. Hug your dog, you know? I mean, some of us, sometimes it's all you got, just hug your dog, you know?
Yeah.
But put your dog back outside once you're done because, you know, yes, that's how we roll.
It's animal cruelty.
Oh, yes.
it depends on who you follow. Yeah,
no, don't come for me.
Yeah, let's switch gears so they don't try to cancel the podcast.
Yes.
go ahead and follow us. We are at YDKJ Podcast on Twitter and Instagram and YouTube especially. We've got the podcast feed up as well as our video feed. This won't be a video podcast, but that's okay.
Yeah, okay.
When we get more content, we'll do it.
I slacked on that one today.
No worries. I think this is a short update, so it's all good. We just wanted to keep you guys in the loop. And be sure to leave a 5-star rating for the podcast and comment on what you want to hear about as we get into the United Football League and the rest of the NFL offseason. Is there anything else, man?
Go Eagles. Go Seminoles.
NCAA 25 coming out soon. Previews and everything. Can't wait to play.
Yeah. Go vote because that's coming up soon. You got your... you know, your Super Tuesday was already... Super Tuesday?
Yeah.
Super Tuesday.
Super Tuesday just passed.
Yeah, so go vote. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for because, you know, that's up to you guys. Just vote for the right person. And this is not a political podcast, but I just want to say make your voice heard no matter what it is. Vote for Trump. Vote for whoever the other side is. I don't care. Just go vote.
There you go. And that will do it for us. We'll catch you in the next one. My name is Chris Brown.
And I'm Hubert Maitland.